You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Morning, Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are we talking about in the world of fashion today?
Well, we're going to talk about the accessory that is the umbrella.
Oh, you know, I've never thought of an umbrella as being a fashion accessory before, but of course it is, especially in Auckland. Gosh.
Only in my brain.
Hard out. What's the history of the umbrella? Penny, tell us about this.
Well, it's the oldest examples were found in Mesopotamia, and they were thought to have been created for the protection of, you know, against sun. Mm. And they were made of palm leaves or papyrus and were often huge and heavy. Tutankhamun, his family used them, and they were made out of feathers or palm leaves. And in Mesopotamia and Egypt, they were exclusively for the upper class, of course.
Yes, of course. Everyone else just has to get absolutely hammered roasted by the rays.
Yeah, yeah. And then in Rome, it was exclusively women who used them.
Ah.
Yeah. In China, 3500 BCE, bamboo poles were stretched with animal skin stretched over bamboo poles. And that was protection from sun and rain. And then about 500 years later, they started waxing them to waterproof them.
Ah.
Japan used them for protection against rain and snow, and they even have a ghost or a spirit which rises from old and broken umbrellas called Kasi Obake.
Oh, cool. Obake.
Yeah, which sounds pretty cool. So I'm going to like look up and hear his story. Umbrella is an English word. Umbra comes from the Latin for shade, whereas like parasol is French, para to protect, sol, sun. And Catherine de Medici brought parasols from Italy when she married Henri II of France. And so it was considered to be a female accessory when it kind of crossed over into Britain. And in the 16th century, when writer and traveller Jonas Hanway carried one, he was the first male to carry one in England. He carried it for 30 years and he was publicly ridiculed because it was considered to be mincing Frenchman-like, people of weak character.
It's the meme, fellas, is it gay to carry an umbrella?
Get masculine with it and get real wet and sunburned.
You can't just walk around like a leathery piece of human in the rain. Terrible.
He also was he had rubbish thrown at him by handsome cab drivers because they saw the umbrella as competition because people would walk if they had an umbrella.
Also, my brain took a second to catch up that a handsome cab is the name of the cab, not just purely only good-looking cab drivers are doing this.
Only good-looking, only the best-looking.
Everyone else was fine with it.
and Jonas was a traveller and writer, and he also wrote a treatise on not bringing, he opposed tea being brought to England.
Yeah, hate that stuff.
And he was also considered to be the most boring man in England.
Honestly, this is one of those things you just think, gender is really, when people get into gender, it's like, this is so stupid. The patriarchy hurts men too. Men should not have to not just get soaked in the rain.
They've all got melanoma and hypothermia at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy, It's just like insane. In 1830, James Smith & Sons London opened and they sold wood and oiled canvas ones. By 1900, they were selling 2 million umbrellas, and they're still open today, still have the shop.
I wonder what did make it. I mean, obviously having an accessible shop, but I wonder, you know, there must have been some, it's always the classic thing, there's some cool people will start wearing a thing and then eventually it gets normalised. I wonder who it was that made it sort of accessible for men to wear umbrellas.
Jonas Hanway, he actually paved the way for, there were, people like him popped up in every town in England, and so they all got ridiculed, and because they bore that ridicule, then everyone else started doing it as well.
Thank them for their service.
It's like when the art students started wearing Crocs and everyone was being rude, and then now everybody wears Crocs again.
Yeah, you
Crocs.
I can't do Crocs. I just can't. That's me. Yep.
That's fair, Penny.
Yep. So 1852, Samuel Fox, who was, he had British Steel, he created the first lightweight steel ribbed base like ribbed umbrella that was based on a woman's corset. And then he sold the patent to James Smith, so then they had them. Then there were various other people that kind of like created collapsible ones, including a guy called John Van Wormer, who was in the US, but he couldn't find anywhere that would manufacture them. But he also invented the milk carton, which I found quite fascinating.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yep. So, yeah, there were kind of like quite a few different people that have kind of fine-tuned them since then. But what I did find interesting is that 2022, the Victoria and Albert Museum, working with a campaign called with a company called Anti, they use discarded materials that come from umbrellas to create new products. And they have created kind of two lamps, like a desk lamp and a table lamp, because over 1 billion umbrellas end up in landfill every year.
Wow. Yeah, I can kind of imagine that, because once an umbrella breaks, it's pretty hard to do any. I mean, it's a strange object. It's got a very specific purpose, and all those bits, what do you reduce, reuse, recycle with that? Cool that someone's actually finding a way to use them.
Yeah, because umbrellas' average lifespan apparently is 6 months. The nylon canopies take up to 1,000 years to degrade.
Oh my god!
So I should all just get soaked. Yeah. In that.
Well, because it's been like, because it's been windier in Auckland, I've taken to a raincoat instead of an umbrella.
Yeah.
Which I find a little bit more handy. But just because I like looking this stuff up, the most expensive umbrella ever sold was actually a handle of an umbrella, and it was £75,000 in 2019.
Whoa.
It was a Fabergé handle.
Okay. The fancy eggs.
Yeah, but if you've got a spare £50,000, you can buy a black crocodile skin one from Billionaire Couture, which was the label founded by Formula One mogul Flavio Bertoni.
What the hell?
I know, it's disgusting, eh? That's just so gross.
Calling a label Billionaire Couture is, I'm not embarrassed.
He's not ashamed to say that it's a high luxury men only couture.
How
label.
Can you control? I'm going to buy it just to spite him.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, yeah. I didn't realize that we're talking about umbrellas this morning was going to be such a gender conversation, but what a fascinating, bizarre history of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, eh? But if you are like really keen on umbrellas, you can look at like blunt umbrellas, because they have a policy of repair, not replace.
Very good.
So
awesome.
They have warranties and stuff like that. So if you are, you know, going down that road, look at like quality over quantity and spend a bit more.
Yeah. And also they're designed and made in Wellington.
Yeah,
maybe they're not made in Wellington anymore, but that's where they're designed. And, you know, an umbrella in Wellington feels like a futile mission, but those umbrellas do really work.
If they survive, yeah. They're actually now made in China.
There we go.
But it's all sustainable, and you can go on their website and read about it. But apparently in China, there are over 1,000 umbrella factories.
Wow.
I want to be in an umbrella factory.
It would be quite an interesting place to tour. Thank you, Penny, for bringing us some umbrellas this morning. We've gone for a fitting track from JPSE here.
Yeah, I thought I'd choose I Like Rain.
Have a nice rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.